Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm chatting with Joel Alkonen, co-host of the Benzinga Pre-Market Prep Show. Now Joel, let's start off with the U.S. equity markets, but also related to the big event in the U.S. this week, which is the inauguration. So we saw some weakness in the U.S. equity markets at the tail end of last week, especially in the last couple hours of trading. And there was a bit more noise made by some of the bears saying, oh, this could be the start of this rollover because of all kinds of facts. Look, the market is extended to the upside, but it seems like the market's not too concerned, at least right now, about Biden coming into office and some of the policies that Biden might enact right away. Joel, what are your thoughts on Biden now taking over power as of tomorrow and the potential of him upsetting the markets by issuing a couple very quick executive orders and changing the whole makeup of the market dynamics, I guess?
Thanks for having me, Corey. It's been a long 2 weeks since we have spoken. Not to get too granular on you, but you had a classic rug pull Sunday night. You know how our markets were closed on Monday? You had a weak close. You made the Friday the weekly low late in the session, and then it rallied. Then, right, it had a very weak close. And so what the big money did is they pushed it down to Friday's low on Sunday night and took it out by a few points, and the bears were like, okay, honey, we're going. And they loaded up, and then they turned it around, and all those bears once again are caught holding the short end of the stick. So you have a very important level to look at on the downside basis, the S&P 500 futures, and that's 3740 Friday and today's low. So that's the short-term situation. What you're talking about, I'll be glad when the inauguration's over, without making any political statements, but I would like to see just a calm transition in the White House. No fireworks, nothing like what happened a couple weeks ago. When we get to policies, Corey, Mr. Biden's got a few things on his plate. And first is the virus. Then it's related to that is the economy, and he has a plan in place. The couple things that concern me that the market doesn't seem to be concerned about is, number one, the financial transaction tax. So that could very much hurt the liquidity in the markets. Buddies of mine that are active day traders that are making a good living could be running across to a daily bill of $5,000 to $10,000, and that's a lot of money, you know, when you're trying to pick up, you know, a quarter point on 1,000 shares. So we'll see what happens with that. It'd be a very quick and easy way for the government to really narrow the deficit and bring a lot of money in. He's got money from both sides of the aisle, so I don't see that as imminent, but I think that's something that could really hurt the market structure and in turn hurt the market. The other thing is, you know, taxes are going up. Corporate taxes are going up. So how much is that going to affect the bottom line? Once again, market doesn't care about that. I know my taxes are going up. There's really nothing I can do. I got to pay Uncle Sam no matter what happens. So, and the other thing is a war. And the only wars are going on are within our own borders. So those are a couple things, geopolitical, policy speaking, that the market really doesn't care about.
So, Joel, how do you balance it out then, where it seems like a done deal that almost everybody in the U.S. is going to be paying more taxes, especially the higher income earners? But how does that balance out when it comes to the market when the government gets through another big spending package? Because that also seems on tap.
QE forever, my friend. You know,
but doesn't that support markets, right?
Yeah. The Fed put, whatever you could think of, whatever policies, whatever's going on, it doesn't, the trend is just not shaking. Okay. I mean, and if you have to pay more taxes, but you're making more money, isn't that a good thing?
Well, it depends how you look at the government, right? Because you can easily carry that over to the government and say, why are you taking away all my money? But look, when we look at it from a market perspective, if we have a Fed put and, let's say, a U.S. government put, that to me, I don't know, can keep these markets at these kind of extreme sentiment levels as well.
You know what? Let me put it this way. And I think I've reiterated this on the show, and I don't know who I got it from. But like the president of the United States is like in equilibrium, okay? And when things get too far to the left, okay, the pendulum swings, right? And then things go too far to the right, and the pendulum swings back. And there's an equilibrium. The president is that equilibrium. So there's a lot of policies that were, you know, that were done under the Trump administration that were positive for the economy. So for Biden to come in, I mean, I know he's doing some things with the Keystone Pipeline. There's some individual things that he's doing, but there's no he has to find that centerpiece. So, you know, everyone's so worried about, you know, going so far to the left. I don't think we can go that far to the left because we went so far to the right. And I think that there's an equilibrium there. And I think that I'm not that worried about, you know, what's going on in the House. I think that, you know, I think there's enough conservative Democrats out there that will keep the very liberal Democrats in line. So that's as political as I'm ever going to get on your show.
Hey, I hope you're right in that sense, Joel, that we do get maybe some sort of balance, but we don't know. But hey, we'll be talking about it for quite a while. Now, you also mentioned potential of war here. I want to focus that more on kind of the battle between the U.S. and China that Trump started during his presidency. Biden has said that he's not going to roll back all of these tariffs and essentially that tough stance that Trump took against China. Do you see this story almost picking up steam again like it did about 3 years ago?
I don't know if the rhetoric will get to that level. And I, you know, the big difference between the United States and government and the Chinese government is they don't have like a, they're not worried about re-election in 4 years. They're not worried about re-election in 2 years. They have plans for 500, 1,000 years, right? And I'm not sure what those plans are, but they, I mean, look what they're, I mean, you're already seeing a shift. Look what they're, did they have their best quarter ever for GDP? I mean, and then also, and I don't know if you read the same things, you know, I'm reading, but you know what the Chinese government has been doing with U.S. treasuries over the last couple of years?
They've been selling, right, Joel? Kind of like a lot
of
other
countries. Yeah, it's a declining dollar. You know, I mean, so there's a lot of things that, you know, set up well for the emerging markets and, you know, the South. I mean, and every time I look at this FXI chart, you know, I'm like, man, why am I not long this thing or the EEM? You know, you've had the standard outperformance of the United States for quite a long time. You know, is that dominance going to continue in the same capacity? That doesn't mean the United States markets are not going to perform. But, you know, if you look at it, you know, the FXI is basically at the same level that it was in 2015. You know, why can't it play catch up?
Yeah. Hey, that's fair. And hasn't this market all been about playing catch up, though? It seems like we have one sector, one area generally moving higher, and then it reaches whatever level that might be, and that money just rotates into some of these other sectors that were lagging. It's been a theme in these markets.
Yeah, yep, it has, is rotation. And, you know, we'll see. We'll see where it takes us. But, you know, I don't think outperformance of the U.S. markets is going to continue over the next 5-10 years like it has in the previous, whatever, 20.
So is that a major shift that we're going to be seeing in the world? You get a lot of U.S. market bears and a lot of these people that are saying the end of the republic. You hear those type of comments. Is this the process we might be going through?
Oh, come on, Corey. Don't get me old doomsday now. I do that well enough on my own. I still think the U.S. market is going to perform. I just don't know if it's going to outperform the emerging markets or, you know, the Chinese overseas markets. That doesn't mean that they both can't prosper. But no, I do not see the end of the world coming for at least 20 or 30 years.
Okay. Now, one other policy that you mentioned that I want to quickly discuss, and that's the Keystone Pipeline here. Biden, it sounds like, is going to cancel this or at least postpone or suspend any sort of development on it. Is this going to impact, do you think, the oil price? And are there any other policies that Biden might have that we need to be aware of for different commodity investments? Because there's a lot more focus on domestic supply, these critical metals. But what will Biden's policy be around this?
I mean, you're seeing it right. And what's the stock? It's a Canadian stock, right? TRP or something. I mean, you know, let's just, you know, that's actually battling back today. You know, oil's had a big move and it's been a big, you know, big thrust in the market. So that's another reason, you know, although tech hasn't, you know, been, you know, the shining light that it was, you know, and it's picking up. And I think these policies are, you know, it's going to be less supply. I mean, less demand. I mean, because of the EVs, but there's still going to be less supply. So these stocks, which have, you know, they've been on a run. And, you know, if he continues to do things that limit the supply, then, you know, prices, crude oil is going to go higher. I never thought it would get back to $50. But then again, what do I know?
Well, Joel, yeah, it was kind of a crazy year again for crude. And this year, who knows where it's going to go. But look, there's a lot of crazy movements going on within these markets. But still, there's a lot of liquidity in these markets. And this underlying optimism, this euphoria that is, I think, at record highs now. So we'll see how long these markets can stay elevated. But this week, I'm with you. Let's just hope that there aren't any fireworks during this inauguration. And maybe the U.S. can get in the news for good, positive reasons rather than for more riots. Joel, great chatting with you, buddy. Thank you for taking some time again. I did miss you last week. So I do hope that we can chat again next week. Thanks for your time, Joel.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Corey.